Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 2, 3 to 8. Our psalm for today is Psalm 138. Second reading will be taken from first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 1 to 11. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is gracious unworthiness in His presence. Gracious unworthiness in His presence, the presence of the Lord. The Lord can and will use anybody for His glory and betterment of His people. That call is not gained by merit, not based on one's qualification, but by grace and willingness to cooperate with grace. Thus, we have life today and can work because of His love, mercy, and grace. Obvious in today's readings are three great instruments of God who enjoyed His mercy, relied on His love, and cooperated with grace: the prophet and mystic Isaiah, the lawyer, the philosopher and theologian St. Paul, and the fisherman St. Peter, who had felt and considered themselves as unworthy, nevertheless called and chosen by the Lord for His mission. Whilst on that mission, they never shied away from God's presence, because in His presence they felt their unworthiness. In His presence, the Lord's mercy and love was re-enkindled, and in His presence, the confidence to work for God increased. The confidence to do more for God was renewed. Thus, my brother, my sister, Isaiah's feelings of wretchedness and uncleanness, St. Paul's recall of his misdeeds, and St. Peter's declaration of his sinful life were not expressions of hopelessness and total loss of grace. Rather, they were acknowledgments of their glorious encounter with the Lord, His faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew and know about God, and their desire to serve Him forever. Thus, in response, the prophet Isaiah says, "Here I am, Lord, send me." St. Paul says, "I am by grace. That grace is fruitful, and I have worked harder than others." And in response, St. Peter left everything and followed Jesus to become a fisher of men and women. Therefore, my brother, my sister, the Lord will not harass or persecute us in His presence. He will not reject us. The psalmist says He will not discard the works of His hands. Rather, we are transformed and filled with strength in His presence. Do not run away from His presence. He awaits your coming. And so, my brothers, my sisters, let us thank and adore the Lord with the psalmist for His merciful love and graces bestowed on us in Christ Jesus. He knows our failings. He knows our failures. But He will work with us, and through us He will work, if we listen to and act on His word. St. Thomas Aquinas reminds us that grace does not destroy nature, but transforms nature, transforms us. So let us cooperate with grace today Do not belittle yourself or be satisfied with mediocrity. Use that one talent for the work of mercy, love, and grace today. And the Lord, in His infinite mercy, will grant you His renewed presence, glorious presence, and will bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.